is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hello, and welcome back to the Stress Less Podcast. I hope your holiday season has brought you exactly what you needed, whether that's rest and relaxation or fun, festive experiences with your family and friends. For me, it feels like we're in the home stretch of Christmas break. I'm teetering between wanting just a couple extra days off and being ready for our family's routine again. Over this break, there's been something on my mind that I absolutely have to share with you. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've probably heard me talk about the steps to organize your home. Decluttering is often talked about as the first step in home organization. And it's true, there's no point in organizing things that you don't actually want or need to keep. But what I've realized is that there's an even more critical step before decluttering. One that can make all the difference if you truly want to create a home that feels organized and functional. This is where so many people get stuck. They look at a closet, cupboard, or room and feel paralyzed because they don't know what they're working toward. That's why it's important to think about your goals before you even start. Ask yourself, what do you want this space to feel like? How do you want to use it? What do you want to live here? What do I want this room to do for me and my family? How should it function in our daily lives? For example, do you want your living room to be a cozy spot for family movie nights or a clutter-free area for hosting friends? Should your kitchen be a hub of efficiency where everything you need is easy to find? When you define what you want your home to feel like and think about your goals for each space, the process becomes less overwhelming and more intentional. These goals act as a compass, guiding you as you simplify and organize your home in a way that works for your family. And the best part, once you've spent time thinking about your home's purpose, maintaining it in your daily life will be easier too. These questions inspired me to create the Decide Guide, a room-by-room resource to declutter with confidence. This guide breaks your home into 6 main sections: main living spaces, bedrooms, bathrooms, storage areas, functional spaces, and outdoor areas. And within each section, I've broken it down further into micro spaces like entryways, mudrooms, pantries, and more. For each micro space, there's a list of reflective questions designed to help you notice what's essential and functional for that space. These aren't questions with right or wrong answers. They're meant to guide you toward clarity about what you want from your home. By starting with these questions, decluttering becomes so much easier. It gives you purpose and direction, and it helps you avoid the trap of reorganizing before decluttering. Now, to get the best use out of the Decide Guide, what I want you to do is go to the link in the show notes, download the Decide Guide. You don't even need to print it off. You'll have the PDF, you'll have access to it on your phone. And when you're ready, when you have time in the near future, go to the Decide Guide, go to the space you're in, whether it's one you were just sitting in, hanging out in, you're bored in, maybe you want to productively procrastinate something else. And whatever space you're in, go to that section in the Decide Guide and read the questions that I put in there for you. Ask yourself those questions. See if it sparks any realization of things that you either know you need to keep or you know you need to let go of. Maybe it'll even make you notice something that doesn't belong in that space. Like you want to keep it, but it just doesn't make sense that it's there. Now, I'm not going to take you through the entire Decide Guide, but I am going to go through one list of questions in one microspace so that you can experience or get a sample of what the rest of the Decide Guide would be like for you. So I'm going to go, some place that we every single one of us goes in and out of multiple times a day. So I am in the Decide Guide. I am under the main living spaces. And I am going to go to the micro space where I'm talking about the entryway or the entry closet or the mudroom. So here's the list of questions that you can ask yourself. So if you're free right now and you're at your house, go to the space and take a look around while I read these to you. If not, just come back to this episode later or revisit it when you have the Decide Guide on your phone. So first question, does this space feel like a functional landing zone for our family? Does this space stress us out? Why or why not? Would simplifying what's here make getting in and out of the house faster and easier? What items do you feel actually belong in this space? What items do not belong in this space? Does everything in this space have a designated home? What items are consistently getting dropped here? Do these shoes, bags, or coats actually get used regularly? Could they be stored somewhere else in different seasons? So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Over 8 questions that you can use to help you decide what you want to keep or don't want to keep in your entryway or entry closet or mudroom. And that's a microspace. That's just one microspace under the main living spaces section in the Decide Guide. So I'm telling you, you have to go to the show notes and download this free resource. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at @MeganSmithStressLess. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.